Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sean Abner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sean Hare. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Livingstone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Buddy Groom. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Raines hits a line drive beyond second. Whitaker can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Livingstone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carcoviche hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sean Hare is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grebeck hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive beyond third. Livingstone can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sachs moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Pettis. The throw from Karkoviche and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pettis scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Livingstone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. 1 out. Sean Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sax is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sax takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines bunts towards the mound. Groom fields it and throws to first for the out. Sax moves to second. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas is walked intentionally. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Fryman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sax scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Livingstone hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive beyond short. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kreuter moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kreuter moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Knudsen now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grybek is 0-for-2 in the game. Grybek hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sachs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grybek moves to second. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. 1 out. Sean Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. Hare strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Hare settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Livingstone hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kreuter strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Abner strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Whitaker. Johnson moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Kreuter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Karkovice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kreuter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grybek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grybek hits a fly ball into right field. Hare settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Warren Newson now playing left field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Whitaker is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Sean Hare. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive for a single. Fielder moves to second. Dan Gladden pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Fielder moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Fielder scores. Tettleton moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gladden takes first base on ball four. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Scott Livingstone. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive towards short. Grybek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing third base. Mickey Tettleton now playing first base. Dan Gladden now playing left field. Mark Carrion now playing right. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sachs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sachs takes first base on ball four. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newson hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pettis. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sachs moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Joey Cora pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sachs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Abner hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kreider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pettis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.